A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Guardian. Before we start the show, we should just warn listeners that this episode of Small Changes covers topics that some listeners might find upsetting, including sexual violence and war.
Dans la nuit tragique du 6 octobre 1996, des rebelles ont attaqué notre hôpital à Lemera, en République démocratique du Congo.
At the start of December, Dr. Denis Mukwege received the Nobel Peace Prize, together with Yazidi activist Nadia Murad, for their work against sexual violence in war.
En 1999, nous avons créé l'hôpital de Panzi à Bukavu, où je travaille aujourd'hui comme gynécologue obstétricien.
Dr. Mukwege, a gynecologist, famously founded the Panzi Hospital in Bukavu, in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo, from where he's cared for tens of thousands of women who have been sexually assaulted in the country's recurrent civil conflict.
À Panzi, notre programme de soins holistiques, qui comprend un soutien médical, psychologique, socio-économique et juridique.
One of the many things he's gone on to do is to help bring together women from 16 different countries who've built up a global network that connects survivors of conflict-related sexual violence. For only their second ever meeting, the group got together in The Hague at the end of November 2018 to discuss ways the international community can give recognition and support to those affected. I travelled to The Hague to meet members of the network. While there, I sat down with Vesfia Krasnici Goodman, a survivor from Kosovo.
We're victims of a crime. We're no different than anybody else. We still want our rights. We still want to be viewed the same. We can still be part of society. We can still contribute in our communities, in our families, in our countries. We need to be heard.
This is Small Changes, a podcast about how sometimes the seemingly smallest change can have the biggest impact. This week we head to the Netherlands to meet a network of incredible women who are fighting to eradicate the use of sexual violence as a weapon in war and seek reparations for those affected. I'm Lucy Lamble. After a quick lunch with some of the members, I sat down with one of the group who told me her story and how she came to find this particular network.
My name is Vesfia Krasnici Goodman. I'm from Kosovo. I come from a big family. I'm the youngest of 9 kids. I'm named after my grandma. Childhood was fun, playing with my siblings, with cousins. I loved snow. I got in trouble a lot of times for walking in the snow and getting all my pants wet and having to go to school like that, but it was fun.
Vesfia was 16 when war broke out in Kosovo in 1998. However, the fighting didn't hit her village until the spring of 1999.
Everything changed. At that time, my father, 2 brothers, 2 sisters, they lived in Germany. I had one brother in Kosovo that he was part of Freedom Fighters, KLA, and 2 other sisters that they were married, they were with their husbands' families. But in our village, in our house at that time, it was me, my mom, and my brother, my youngest one.
The Kosovo Liberation Army was an organisation which, when it was first founded, sought independence for Kosovo from Serbia and the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. Following the war, the KLA eventually disbanded. Several of its leaders went on to form political parties, but a number of its members were tried and convicted for war crimes.
I don't remember that much. I'm really not sure how we survived that time when the war started in our area. I remember every time we had power, every chance you get, you listen by the TV and listen to the news and see the what was going on in the country. We didn't have phones. It was really hard to communicate with people, but somehow the news will be passed around what was going on and with the different members of a family, relatives and stuff like that.
Vesvia remembers a particularly painful time for her family when they were told that her mother's brother had died.
I remember my mom, she was devastated. She was really sad that she lost her brother, but then she still had me and my brother to protect and take care of us and try to be strong, but it was really, really hard for her. And it was really hard for me too. I was terrified of the war after I lost my uncle.
It wasn't long after hearing of her uncle's death that Vesvia says she herself was attacked. A police officer had come to her family home, apparently to look for her father and brothers.
This was the other part of the war too, that we always thought you had to protect the men in a war because it's the men that they want, it's the men that they're going to get killed. So it was always about protecting the men, the husbands, the sons, the brothers. It was never about the females.
Vesvia says that she was told she would need to go to the nearest police station to testify that her father and brothers weren't in the country anymore.
I remember my mom telling him, don't take her, she's a child. You can take me for the interview. And he said, no, because she's a child and she wouldn't lie. I grabbed onto my mom and she was holding me. She didn't want to let me go. I don't want to go. He grabbed me from my hair, pulled me from my hair into his car, and he took off.
Despite her family's best efforts, Vesvia says she was forced into a car and driven away, not to the police station, but to a nearby village, where she was held for several hours and raped by two men.
I was released a few hours later. Both of them, they drove me to my village and they said, don't tell anybody or we'll come after your family. I ran across the cemetery and I went to my uncle's yard, my uncle's house, because I don't want to go home. I never wanted to see the place again. When I went there, I found my mom and my uncle and two neighbors just sitting there. My mom crying. And then I guess them trying to figure out what to do.
Vesvia says that she and her mother didn't go back to their home until after the war ended, during the summer of 1999. She reported her case to the KLA, but she says that she wasn't expecting they'd be able to do much.
No, I knew there wasn't going to be justice, but I guess it was within their protocol when somebody, you know, something happens, that you do give a statement. So, and I did that, and I told them that yeah, I was raped, but I didn't think anything was going to happen because the war was still going on. I just wanted to die, but I wanted to tell them what has happened.
According to Vesvia, she reported her case once again in 2010, and in 2012, the men she accused of her rape were arrested and put on trial. They were found not guilty after the first trial and then subsequently found guilty by an appeals court. But when the case made it all the way to the Supreme Court, the appeals court decision was overturned due to insufficient evidence and questions over the ability to identify her attackers after the time that had passed. The two men were released. In November 2018, a Kosovo special prosecutor, Drita Hajdari, told a TV program that she had relaunched investigations into Vesvia's case. She made clear that she cannot indict the two men who were accused in the first trial, but this time she will investigate the chain of command responsible in this case.
So basically after I lost the case in the court, I figured there's nothing I can do justice-wise, but at least I can bring awareness, I can tell my story and get it out of my chest, basically.
After the break, we'll hear more about why Vasfia decided to fight and how this led her to join the Network for Survivors of Sexual Violence.
I think it helps to talk and to have other people listen. We don't always need advice. We don't always want advice. But it's really, really good to have just somebody be there and know and understand that it was not your fault what happened to you.
We'll be back after this.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Today in Focus is a new Guardian podcast that brings you closer to our journalism by getting behind the news every weekday. You'll join me, Anushka Astana, talking to people at the centre of the big stories impacting our world. We'll use personal perspectives and expert analysis to put you at the heart of what matters. Listen to Today in Focus and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you choose to listen.
Welcome back to Small Changes. I'm Lucy Lamble. This week I'm in the Netherlands talking to members of a global network of survivors of sexual violence in war. Before the break, we heard from Vasfia Krasnici-Goodman, a survivor of sexual violence from Kosovo. After the war, she moved to America and married her first husband.
I became a mom at 19. I was a very young mother, but I'm thankful for that because that's what gave me hope and power and courage and everything to fight. I wanted to do something. That what happened to me, it would not happen to my daughters or somebody else's daughters or anybody's anywhere in the world.
Vasfia found social media helpful in processing what had happened to her. In 2017, she wrote an open letter aimed at the men she says raped her.
It was not sent to them. It was not meant for them to read it or see it, but it was just an open letter basically expressing what they'd done to me and how they affected my life and how I've been living since then. So I did that, and I got a lot of support from my friends, from family, from people that they never heard my story before. And that's when I decided that I needed to do something.
It was through an organization in Kosovo that Vasfia got to know about the Mukwege Foundation.
I guess in Kosovo we do have organizations that they help the rape survivors, one of them being the Kosovo Rehabilitation Center for Tortured Victims. So I'm a part of that. Through them, I got to join the Mukwege Foundation, and now I'm a member.
Straight away, she felt a connection with the other survivors.
Very much so, even though, yeah, we all have different cultures, different beliefs. We have more in common than we don't have in common, I believe, because we all know what it's like to go through something so traumatic in your life and try to move on and see yourself as a survivor. It helps to talk and to have other people listen, We don't always need advice. We don't always want advice. But it's really, really good to have just somebody be there and know and understand that it was not your fault what happened to you, that it was out of our control. You need the support of the family and friends to really make you feel like you're a survivor.
So now that the group are together, their message is simple.
So basically, we want to bring awareness, okay? And we want to advocate to all the countries all around the world where there's a conflict, war going on, that there is help out there. They need to be heard. They need to fight for justice. They need to fight for reparation. It's a big movement, and I just hope we get it even bigger and we're able to reach every country in the world.
And what would you like people to understand that you think at the moment maybe people don't fully appreciate about what you're trying to do as a group and what you've been through?
We're victims of a crime. We're no different than anybody else. We still want our rights. We still want to be viewed the same. We can still be part of society. We can still contribute in our communities, in our families, in our countries. We need to be heard.
For Vasfia and the others, Dr. Mukwege being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize is a boost to the whole group and what women all over the world have been working so hard for.
Dr. Denis Mukwege winning the Nobel Prize, I think that has brought so much attention to the world that I really do believe that the organization is going to move forward very fast and reach all the countries out there.
And he and his foundation are very keen that survivors are leading the conversation.
That's very true, because nothing about us without us. So we have to be part of everything, that's all the negotiation, everything that goes on. The survivor's voice has to be there.
Later that evening, Dr. Mukwege addressed the crowd who'd gathered for a discussion on reparations and next steps, topped off with a special musical performance by the Survivors Network.
Your Majesty and Your Royal Highnesses.
He thanked the Grand Duchess of Luxembourg and King Willem-Alexander of the Netherlands for choosing to highlight the importance of stopping rape being used as a weapon of war.
And I hope you will help us to let this idea to become reality.
And he had an impassioned message for the survivors with whom he's worked so closely.
To the survivors, thank you for not giving up and showing us the way. You don't give up, we'll not give up. We'll stand with you. Thank you so much.
To finish off the evening, the survivors gathered on stage to perform a song they'd produced together.
My name is Darcy Adman, the founder of Make Music Matter. We work in service with Dr. Mukwege and the Mukwege Foundation.
The song, Little Bird, was written with the Make Music Matter organization.
Now the point of the music, it allows the women tell their stories in the way they want to, directly to the whole world. So now you can go anytime on your phones, stream it, download it. All the royalties will go to the group. They own the rights to their art. Now would you please welcome our beautiful artists to perform a different version of Little Bird tonight.
Anyone wishing to download the song, there'll be a link to where you can do so on this week's episode description on the Guardian website. Special thanks to Vasfia Krasnichi-Goodman for sitting down with me and telling me her story. But for now, I leave you with the global network of sexual violence survivors. Small Changes is produced by Danielle Stevens. I'm Lucy Lamble. Thanks for listening.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.